This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Whew. Okay, I think I'm done choking on my lemon water. But I may sound a little bit different because I was just, you know, choking on my lemon water. And, yeah, so it's my birthday and I'm out here way later than usual. I've obviously just let my day take me. All right. Okay. Hair of the dog. Let's have some more lemon water. Okay. 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 So, happy birthday to me. Thank you for the lemon water, Will, and thank you for the cards. One of them made me cry today. Thank you so much. Good tears, of course. This morning, if you haven't been listening, my lower back is screaming at me. I'm having a tough time brushing my teeth, doing simple tasks in the morning. I have found that if I force myself to sleep with something under my knees, my mornings go better. And we have been without heat and hot water in our home for a month, and it's getting cold. And so I'm finding myself want to curl up and be cozy and comfy while I'm trying to sleep, and it's really hard to force myself to just go back to the position and have something under my knees, and then it starts to hurt anyway, just like hurting at rest. And anyway, it's not fun. What I want to do is roll over and get cozy. So I let myself roll over just a couple times early this morning, and perhaps I paid for it. It was tough going this morning, but if you listened yesterday, I used music and dance to get myself going, to save myself, to change the direction of my momentum. So I did that this morning. Before I went into the bathroom, I found my headphones, popped them on, put some music on, and I do believe it helped me. And so I kept going with that. I danced. I found that I'm like, I have to be picky with the music. I'm just like shuffling through all of my songs, waiting for something that strikes me that my body just has to move to, because that happens. And that's what I want. I want to be connected and taken away in the moment and taken away to the moment, you know? And, let the past and the future drop away. Let my old self drop away. I'm a totally new person, right? Every moment. So I popped on my headphones and spent probably a good hour moving my body, doing different dances and exercises, and I got the foam roller out and did a couple things. And I mean, that's pain relief. That's pain relief, right? There are pills, all right, that if you take them, then, oh, it's easier to move around. Oh, I'm not thinking about my pain so much. Oh, I feel a little bit better. Oh, I can do more than I thought I could. Oh, I can actually catch myself enjoying myself. Oh. So music and dance as pain relief. I have a family member who's going through some stuff, and, you know, a doctor saying, like, listen, you can't be in the pain all the time. You can't just, like, suffer through the pain all the time. Like, you're putting your body through unnecessary stress by just gritting your teeth and dealing with the pain. And me personally, and I know this cousin, you know, would hope for an alternative to a pill. And so I'm saying dance is my alternative. It took some effort, but, like, doesn't it take some time for those pills to kick in anyway? You take a pill, it takes some time and it works or it doesn't. Well, I had to shuffle through the music to get the right dosage, to get the right pill, to get the right strain, to get the right. And then I had to work with it, let it seep in and become one with it. Let it become a part of my drumbeat. Let it become a part of me. So that works. And I think it might be something that I'll be sharing. You know, it makes me think, I've said this before, you know, what if the things that I'm drawn to do to feel better, to heal, to fill in the blank, whatever you want to say, are the things that I'm, like, supposed to do? If dance relieves my pain, maybe I'm supposed to dance. Maybe dance isn't the way out. Maybe dance is the way in. Well, if it feels better to dance, well, then dance. Well, maybe you're supposed to be dancing. Are you a dancer? Yes! Duh! I can hear the geese in the distance. I don't know if they're coming this way or not, but honk! Doing a good job, everybody. And, you know, it's all about the moment, right? So what if nothing ever goes away? It's just, what am I doing in this moment? And I think a lot of my moments are supposed to be spent dancing. And so wouldn't that be fun if I... Oh, the geese are right above me. If I meant to get up and dance, right? Like Paula Abdul's album, Shut Up and Dance. Get up and dance. Shut up and dance. So that would make sense that my passion and my pain would be working together to guide me. You're supposed to get up and dance, girl. Okay. You know, what do you wake up thinking about, right? Remember Sister Act 2, Whoopi? You wake up in the morning and all you think about is singing, then you're a singer. There have been times when I haven't been able to drive a car without singing the whole time because I couldn't bear the pain when I wasn't singing. I had to have all that engagement to create space in my body, and it was the strength created by the singing that made the space possible. that was a while ago, but I remember that. And so I'm thinking here, okay, wait a minute. Like, I'm not always in debilitating pain here. It comes and it goes, okay? It comes and it goes. So what if it's all in the moment, like I was just saying, and whatever you're dealing with in the moment is what you're dealing with in the moment. It's just the idea that this would last forever that freaks me out, that I would get worse that freaks me out, that I would have to call the stretcher that freaks me out. If I knew that this was a birthing process, just like, oh, you're pregnant, you're having a baby, and then you have to have the baby, and there's all kinds of things that come with that, and you ride that wave, the wave starts, and you ride it. So what if this back pain, you know, if you look up, I talk about Louise Hay and you can heal your life. And Louise Hay talked to a lot of people. She counseled a lot of people and kept track of what their problems were physically and emotionally, spiritually, and made like a spreadsheet and then published her book. She self-published her little blue book of, you know, what people's problems were and what their problems happened to be, because she saw all these similarities. So when you look up lower back pain, it's fear of money. It's fear of financial support. Duh. Right now, right? I don't have a boiler. I can't heat, and I don't have heat and hot water in my house. And I didn't get approved for financing. And I don't have a mommy and a daddy to help me financially, or, you know, it's just what I'm dealing with now. So of course my back is hurting, you know, and maybe it's because my mind and my heart are so strong that I do focus on other things, that my body is here to let me know, hey, you are stressed out. Hey, you are feeling this. Hey, this is taking a toll on you. Hey, you are still afraid. And I'm like, okay, lower back, I hear you. And I've had this many times. We've talked about the time that my neck cracked when I needed to sob because I was thinking about my mom, and it was the day that I knew that Finn was autistic. I knew something was different and I didn't want to wake him up, but I needed to let this sob out, and I just contorted my body in this weird position, and crack helped me physically. And then my plantar fasciitis was so bad, and I've had that before. And I was in a certain kind of a job, and then I thought I wasn't in that kind of a job anymore. And it was a different job, but I took this other job that I wasn't supposed, not to say I wasn't supposed to be at. I knew, I'm glad I went there because I made connections there that I'll have forever. But I knew it wasn't the place for me. I was right. I was getting that anxiety in the morning. You know, it was just, I you know. But, you know, I just tried to force it. And so it was after that that my plantar fasciitis flared up again, and I got so scared, like, oh no, the last time I went plant-based and everything kind of went away. And I know that all those other things that I tried didn't work for plantar fasciitis. I've talked about this before on one of the episodes, right? Treating the foot versus treating the whole body. And so that time I'm like, oh, I just saw this lumbar spine connection somewhere to plantar fasciitis, and decided to take these walks and just open up my lower back and give myself space. Try to flatten my fascia sheet. Try to let everything smooth out and have lots of space. Less crunching, less crumbling. And my plantar fasciitis is great. Every now and again I have foot stuff, but nothing like having that every day, all day, walking with a screwdriver inside of your foot kind of a thing. It can be so bad. Like, I feel you, plantar fasciitis people. And also I encourage you, hey, try something different. Try easing off of your foot. I know that that's where the pain is presenting itself. Focus on you, your whole person. And maybe find something like walking or swimming or dancing that like makes you feel one with, where you can kind of let go, lose yourself, where you playing golf, a sport, something physical that you can do, and you can use it to reset yourself. You can really let go, think about your whole body and let it just reset, right? We're always birthing new cells, and so we can change the environment that our body is being birthed into. You can change it all the time, and then all of a sudden you have all these cells that were just born into a new you, and then all of a sudden you are a new you, right? So if I can't move, dance. That's my lesson for today. I'm supposed to dance. A lot. Right? It's like, okay, I guess it's time. It's time to just dance a lot. And I love that. And in this way, it seems, you know, I have my free dance classes where everyone is always invited. And And that doesn't seem selfish at all. But like, you know, just while I'm with my family, putting my headphones on and just giving myself that time to just go away and dance. And even though I'm not going away, I'm still right here, but I'm like unavailable because I'm with the music and I'm in my body. It's not something that I would typically do. Usually I'd be, you know, hanging out with the family. Or honestly, I'd be more apt to just kind of plop and rest and, you know, like pop on a show or something like that. And now I'm just thoroughly guided to put the music on and dance, Amanda. Put the music on and dance. And I'm being told, I have this knowing, this sense that like it's all changing anyway. It's always, always changing anyway. This is just what you're birthing now. It's never going to last forever. It's not going to get worse. It's getting better. Everything is getting better. And you just live the scene that's in front of you right now. Right? In the best way you can. Tune into yourself. Ask the questions, hear the answers, trust yourself. Like when you know the answer to Jeopardy, because the answer just pops in your head, but you're like, oh, that's not right. I don't think that's right, da da da. And then you don't say it, and then it's right, and you're like, ooh. So just trust yourself. You know, what do? Dance. Okay, just trust what comes up within you and just do it. Ask the questions. Do I do this or not? Boom, the answer just came up in you. Boom, do it. Or not. Trust yourself. Roll with it. And don't feel bad about going off on your own and doing whatever that is. You know, I may go inside right now and put my headphones on. Oh, actually, so you know what I'm going to do later? A friend of mine, you know, she messaged me a happy birthday and I said, hey, what are you doing later? And she dropped me off cake yesterday, which was like so yummy and so delish. And I said, thank you. And it was delicious. And also, what are you doing today? You want to hang out and dance? Because I found the cutest little jazzy dance number to learn. And I love it. And she's like, yeah, I'm in. And I'm like, oh my God, awesome. Let's bundle up, go outside and learn the dance. I'm already breaking it down now. So I realized that I couldn't access the music for this dance. And it's not going to be a real fun learning experience from, and I'm like, oh wait, this isn't the number that we're gonna do. Oh, and I was already learning the dance. It's a cute little dance. And I'm like, and who knows, maybe we still will, but I think instead, I'm not big on pranks, but I think I'm gonna pull a little prank. And if you don't know, look up horses in a stable. Horses in a stable. And if you look up some of those videos, some of them are done on purpose and some are done to trick one of the people. Some are women saying to their husbands saying, hey, I learned this new dance, want to check it out? And so you're watching him as she, you know, performs this new dance. Or sometimes it's two friends and the friend's saying, okay, follow my lead. We're going to do this cool new dance. And it's horses in a stable. So anyway, I think I might pull that little horses in a stable trick on my friend. We'll see. I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow. But either way, I'm going to get out with a friend today and dance. Right? So what are you going to do today? Are you going to sing? Are you going to dance? Are you going to paint? Are you going to plant? Are you going to pet? Climb. Just get quiet with yourself and ask yourself whatever you want, and the answer will come right up. Okay, I'm gonna go inside. I love you. I'm gonna put my hand to my heart. Did you hear that thud? I'm rubbing it. I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.